Looking for a new home should be exciting, not frustrating. That's why Homes.com might just be the best home shopping site out there. Imagine searching for your dream home without ads cluttering your view. Homes.com's sleek, beautifully designed, ad-free interface makes your search simple and distraction-free. And if you're a parent, you know how important school information is. Homes.com gets it. They're the only site with detailed school and district info from multiple sources, including reviews from Niche. Plus, they've got a super comprehensive and transparent agent directory, making it easy to find the right expert to guide your journey. Oh, and here's a game changer. Homes.com always connects you directly with a listing agent who knows the home best. They even go beyond the basics, offering the most in-depth neighborhood content of any home shopping site, packed with details to help you find a community that feels like home. And the search tools? Unmatched. With 22 data visualization layers, 7 environmental layers, and filters for commute times and architectural styles, Homes.com truly is the home search you've been searching for. Go to Homes.com. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Oh, such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, a Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Shop Blinds.com right now and get up to 45% off select styles and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Save up to 45% at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Flurries of fun await this winter in Indiana. Feel the rush of the Midwest's only refrigerated toboggan run. Ski down snow-covered slopes and marvel at frozen waterfalls on a winter hike. When it's time to unwind, from outdoor fun to indoor escapes, your perfect winter getaway starts in Indiana. Plan your trip today at inindiana.com/winter.
All right, let's check on the status of the Grand Isle. We do that with Captain Darryl Carpenter, realscreamers.com, charter captain. Darryl, good morning. What's going on the island? It looks like we're getting kind of breezy along the coast there.
Well, it's wet and nasty right now, but I mean, we all know the wind's coming, and you know, it could be just any minute now, but it's maybe 4 or 5 miles an hour right now. We're in that little lull right before it gets here. But yeah, the next couple of days is going to be, you know, the next couple of days just isn't going to be worth it. Side of the road might be good. And there were some fish caught on side of the road this week. I've got some reports on it. There were some fish caught back in the bays this week. I mean, it looks like, Don, from the scattered reports we're getting and from what we've seen, it looks like we're going to have that early spring, barring any crazy cold fronts or crazy last-minute cold snaps that come down. It's going to be a little bit like last year. We're going to have that early spring, and the trout are going to be just bouncing everywhere come the end of March and the beginning of April. Tuesday, Wednesday, man, look, if you got that hall pass, if you're retired, if you work for yourself, do your extra work this weekend and get ready for Tuesday, Wednesday, because with those temperatures coming up, the days getting longer, that sun baking that water, you're going to have a couple of calm days middle of the week, and I got a feeling you're going to start getting reports of things busting loose around Grand Isle. It's just, you know, the cards are lining up, the tea leaves are lining up. It just looks like it's going to be too good, man. It's going to – these new limits and those 20-inch fish are really going to – going to present some issues come here in about another month or so.
Yeah, I'm afraid so, but I'm agreeing with you 100% on that Tuesday, Wednesday. You know, a couple days after that front blows through, winds die down, water clears up. We're still going to have some good tide range. Like you say, if you're able to break free and pick your days, it certainly wouldn't be today or tomorrow. It's probably going to be more like Tuesday, Wednesday.
Well, don't hate me, but I'm breaking free and picking my days because I'm, yeah. I'm going to get climbed up.
Good deal. How's the sheephead run been down there?
It's been pretty good, Don. You know, just all in all, I mean, between the economy and all the effort's been less, so the reports have been fewer. But sheephead are there. You just don't have as many people chasing them. And the beautiful thing is, if we're going to start getting these cold fronts spaced a little bit further apart, you know, I was watching the news last night, and they're saying after this one, our next one's going to be, what, almost 2 weeks out before we get any real big blows. Now's the time that they start stacking up in that Bay Marchand area and right off of Grand Isle at those close-in rigs. Mm-hmm. And when I'm talking about now is the time to go sink the boat with them if you want to, you literally can sink the boat with them once they start ganging up at those nearshore rigs to do their spawning. And, I mean, that's only, well, it's only, probably right now it's only calm weather away, because it's going to start happening here in the next week or two.
Good deal. Darryl, you mentioned several times you talk about fishing the side of the road. It can be good. It can be good for people without boats or with kayaks, but it can also be dangerous. Tell us some spots that might be good for fishing off the side of the road where you see people doing it when you regularly travel back and forth.
Well, Don, you know, the old section of Highway 1 between Leeville and Fouchon, that old section has very little traffic on it. The problem is people get used to there being very little traffic, and they can come down there just hogging the whole roadway. The beautiful part is there. I mean, just the tip is try to pull over as far as you can on side of the road. And as you are well aware, no fish get the net is worth running out in that roadway without looking and listening first. As you get closer to Grand Isle, they expanded the shoulders in some places after when they rebuilt after Ida. So just make sure you've got a wide enough place to pull apart. If the guy on the other side of the road catches a fish and hollers, get the net, let him lose the fish before you just go jutting out between two vehicles. And right now, the biggest thing is your ears. Listen, because, I mean, the majority of those cars are coming down that highway at 60 miles an hour. You're going to hear them coming. So, you know, you just got to, you got to be careful, and you got to know. I mean, it's like the old scenario of two boats getting a collision. The big boat's always going to win. I promise you, if you step out in front of that road in front of a Dodge truck doing 60 miles an hour, the Dodge truck's going to win.
Yeah, unfortunately, I witnessed that one time going down there, and it's a very sad situation. Darryl, if somebody wants to get a hold of you and pick some days when you can go and they can go and you want to take them, tell them how to get a hold of you.
Yeah, Don, and look, this isn't a sales pitch. They really are starting to fill up pretty fast. So if you've got particular days, you need to get on the phone with me or whoever your charter captain is. They can find me at your website, DonTheOutdoorsGuy.com. They can find the information on RealScreamers.com. Or they can pick up the phone and just give me a call, 225-937-6288.
All right, I'll be looking to find out how you do on Tuesday and Wednesday next Saturday morning, so be prepared.
I'm going to get climbed up inside and out, probably.
Go do it. All right, Darryl Carpenter, RealScreamers.com. Check him out.
But dude averages 18 yards after catch.
We get it. When you're passionate about something, you go all in. You live entirely in that world. That's exactly how Graybar is about renewable energy projects.
He's all fourth quarter, such a sleeper.
Join our league of clean energy at Graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
Hi, this is Dave Musial, owner of Four Seasons Heating, Air Conditioning, Plumbing, and Electric. Do you have a plumbing emergency? Call Four Seasons. An electrical emergency? Call Four Seasons. A heating or cooling emergency? Call Four Seasons. Same day hot water tank installation needed? Call Four Seasons. Need a whole home generator? Call Four Seasons. We guarantee same day installation on all heating, cooling, plumbing, and electrical needs. And no extra charge for nights, weekends, or holidays.
For all the right reasons, call 864 Seasons.
Are you ready for your next winter adventure? Whether it's a stylish all-wheel drive SUV to get the family where they need to go, or an innovative EV to make the switch to electric, ChevyDriveChicago.com has you covered. With Equinox, Traverse, Silverado, Trax, and Trailblazer, you're sure to find the perfect Chevy to match your needs and lifestyle. But finding the right car is only part of the story. Winter weather is here, and your vehicle needs to be ready for anything. From oil changes and tire rotations to unexpected repairs, your local Chevy dealer is here to help. Their team of experts knows your vehicle, and they will make sure your car is safe, reliable, and ready to handle whatever the season brings. So why wait? Head to ChevyDriveChicago.com today to find your local dealer, shop the latest vehicles, and schedule your service appointment. ChevyDriveChicago.com. That's ChevyDriveChicago Daryl.com.